Today is the 30th of April, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you're joining us for the first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget, there is a Walking the Way prayer book and today's script, which you can download. And if you'd like support Walking the Way, I'd really appreciate it if you consider subscribing to the podcast. It's £1 a month. It's about $1.20 a month. And your support will go a long way to making sure that we can keep this going. If you'd like more information about the podcast, head to rayborrett.co.uk. Or you can simply follow all the links in the episode notes. But we always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray, shall we? Father God, you ask us at times to prioritize, to look at this life in the light of that which is to come. Our temporary frailty compared to your eternity. The pain we feel here on earth compared to the wholeness of heaven. And it puts things into perspective. So with that hope, we bring to you our bodies as it is today and ask for healing, for peace, and release from fear, that we may continue to serve you both in this life and in the life that is to come. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. 1 Kings 15, verse 11. Asa did what pleased the Lord, as his ancestor David had done. After the kingdom of Israel splits into the northern kingdom and the kingdom of Judah, there are 39 different kings across the two countries. Now, all of the 19 northern kingdom kings were considered to be evil by God. Of the 20 that reigned in Judah, only 8 were considered to be righteous by God. And one of our kings today, Asa, is the first good king after Solomon. Granted, he comes to power 20 years after the death of Solomon, but by then life in Judah had changed considerably, particularly in terms of worship. And he shows that he's worthy of being a descendant of David by doing things like cutting down some of the high places, by expelling the religious prostitutes, and by getting rid of the idols in the land. Things that no doubt would have caused an uproar, possibly could have stoked rebellion, all because he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. And I find myself asking the question, if we would be willing to at least try to turn the tide, if we were in Asa's position. Let me say that again. Would we be willing to at least try to turn the tide if we were in Asa's position? And I ask that question because so many times today I see Christians retreating into little closed communities in an attempt to somehow protect themselves and isolate themselves rather than trying to reach out, engage, and actively make changes that would have the greatest impact on the world around them. I think that's quite sad. You see, we're quite happy to stand up and cheer for those who make a stand. But I don't think we're all that willing to risk our positions by actively joining them. And Asa stands for us as an example of someone who is willing to do what it takes to bring his people back to God. And I pray that we would have the courage to be like him, to stand up and say and act in a godly way and bring people back to God. We're going to have our first piece of music, just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. Then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today, we read 1 Kings chapter 15. Thank you. Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the Good News Translation, and today I'm reading 1 Kings 15. In the 18th year of the reign of King Jeroboam of Israel, Abijah became king of Judah, and he ruled 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother was Maachah, the daughter of Absalom. He committed the same sins as his father, and was not completely loyal to the Lord his God as his great-grandfather David had been. But for David's sake, the Lord his God gave Abijah a son to rule after him in Jerusalem and to keep Jerusalem secure. The Lord did this because David had done what pleased him and had never disobeyed any of his commands except in the case of Uriah the Hittite. The war which had begun between Rehoboam and Jeroboam continued through Abijah's lifetime, and everything else that Abijah did is recorded in the history of the kings of Judah. Abijah died and was buried in David's city, and his son Asa succeeded him as king. In the 20th year of the reign of King Jeroboam of Israel, Asa became king of Judah, and he ruled 41 years in Jerusalem. His grandmother was Maachah, the daughter of Absalom. Asa did what pleased the Lord, as his ancestor David had done. He expelled from the country all the male and female prostitutes serving in the pagan places of worship, and he removed all the idols his predecessors had made. He removed his grandmother Maachah from her position as queen mother because she made an obscene idol of the fertility god Asherah. Asa cut down the idol and burnt it in Kidron Valley. Even though Asa did not destroy all the pagan places of worship, he remained faithful to the Lord all his life. He placed in the temple all the objects his father had dedicated to God, as well as the gold and silver object that he himself dedicated. King Asa of Judah and King Baasha of Israel were constantly at war with each other as long as they were in power. Baasha invaded Judah and started to fortify Ramah in order to cut off all traffic in and out of Judah. So King Asa took all the silver and gold that was left in the temple and the palace and sent it by some of his officials to Damascus, to King Ben-Hadad of Syria, the son of Tabrimim and the grandson of Hezion, with this message: "Let us be allies as our fathers were. The silver and gold is a present for you. Now break your alliance with King Baasha of Israel, so that he will have to pull his troops out of my territory." King Ben-Hadad agreed to Asa's proposal and sent his commanding officers and their armies to attack the cities of Israel. They captured Ijon, Dan, Abel-Beth-Makar, and the area near Lake Galilee, and the whole territory of Naphtali. When King Baasha heard what had happened, he stopped fortifying Ramah and went to Tirzah. Then King Asa sent out an order throughout all of Judah, requiring everyone, without exception, to help carry away from Ramah the stones and timber that Baasha had been using to fortify it. With this material, Asa fortified Mizpah and Geba, a city in the territory of Benjamin. Everything else that King Asa did, his brave deeds and the towns he fortified, are all recorded in the history of the kings of Judah. But in his old age, he was crippled by a foot disease. Asa died and was buried in the royal tombs in David's city, and his son Jehoshaphat succeeded him as king. In the second year, the reign of King Asa of Judah, King Jeroboam's son Nadab became king of Israel, and he ruled for 2 years. Like his father before him, he sinned against the Lord and led Israel into sin. Baasha, son of Ahijah, of the tribe of Issachar, plotted against Nadab and killed him as Nadab and his army were besieging the city of Gibbethon of Philistia. This happened during the 3rd year of the reign of King Asa of Judah, and so Baasha succeeded Nadab as king of Israel. At once he began killing all the members of Jeroboam's family, in accordance with what the Lord had said through his servant the prophet Ahijah from Shiloh. All of Jeroboam's family were killed. Not one survived. This happened because Jeroboam aroused the anger of the Lord, the God of Israel, by the sins that he'd committed and that he'd caused Israel to commit. Everything else that Nadab did is recorded in the history of the kings of Israel. King Asa of Judah and King Baasha of Israel were constantly at war with each other as long as they were both in power. In the third year of the reign of King Asa of Judah, Bashar, king of Ahijah, became king of all Israel, and he ruled in Tirzah for 24 years. Like King Jeroboam before him, he sinned against the Lord and led Israel into sin. We're going to have our second piece of music, just to give us some time to think about some of those bits of scripture that have caught our attention. And then after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for the global church. Let's pray, shall we? Loving God, thank you that we get to be part of your global church at this moment. Thank you for the opportunity to spread your love and hope to a world living in darkness and despair. Your word, Lord, says that if your people humble themselves, turn away from the wickedness, and call on your name, that you will answer them and heal your land. So we, your people, are asking for your forgiveness for the times we've chosen not to love the people you put in front of us. Strengthen your church and remind us of how much you love this hurting world. Heavenly Father, heal our land and use us to meet the needs of others. Grow our faith as you grow the global church. And come, Lord Jesus, and do what only you can do. In Jesus' name, amen. And we say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, Links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.